This is the Archaeology Channel, and I'm Rick Pettigrew. ALI created the Archaeology Channel in part to give voice to indigenous peoples. Their knowledge and traditions are a precious element of the human cultural heritage. We are proud now to present Wisdom of the Elders, a series of one-hour Native American audio programs offering a rich tapestry of oral history, storytelling, music, and other cultural features. If you would like to become a supporting friend of Wisdom of the Elders, click on the Wisdom of the Elders link on this page, or go to www.wisdomoftheelders.org.
Welcome to Wisdom of the Elders, featuring the stories and songs of elders from the Native Nations who lived and still live along the Lewis and Clark Trail. I'm Arlie Neskai of the Diné Nation. In the next hour, we'll feature the Confederated Tribes of the Warm Springs Indians. We'll hear about tribal efforts to preserve the huckleberry. We'll look at the tradition of drumming among the Warm Springs and explore the fight against diabetes. We'll also examine the work of master basket weaver Pat Courtney Gold. But first, we'll hear from Elder Adeline Miller about her long and rich life of story and song on the reservation.
One little girl come in and she says that she was an Indian. Well, why do you say that? Well, your skin is dark and look at mine. That don't mean you're not an Indian. You're still Indian.
This is Wisdom of the Elders. Stay with us. This is Red Nativity performing the Miracle of Life from the album Visions and Rhythms, Volume 2, on the Natural Visions label.
Thank you.
Red Nativity, performing the miracle of life from the album Visions and Rhythms, Volume 2.